First Thessalonians, chapter number 5. You say, Pastor, I know where you're going. Oh, yes. It's hard to believe, but it's already the week of Thanksgiving, the time in which our country has set aside to give gratitude and thanks to God for the many blessings and his bountiful riches that he bestows on us. It's not Turkey Day. It's Thanksgiving Day. It was enacted in an acknowledgement and a recognition of God Almighty. That's what it's for. That is the entire purpose of this day that is on our national calendar, to recognize God and his bountiful blessing. For anybody that understands even a little bit about the brevity of our life, we know that truly we lay in his hands. Sometimes when we're feeling good and the sun is shining, we think that we've accomplished it all, don't we? But one quick little turn, and even the one who would deny God when the sun is shining often finds himself drawn to God's presence in the hour of need. Because truly it is him that has bountifully blessed us. Now I know you know the verse, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 18. If you know it with me, say it, or maybe you read it there. But in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Let's try that once more. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I've got three little points for you this morning. I don't expect we'll be here very long. Somebody said, amen. I'm going to give you the command. We're going to see the conditions and then look at the cause and we'll be done. All in this verse right here, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. The truth is every single believer's life should be characterized by a heart of gratitude, by a heart of thanksgiving. This should be something that is just there. It's just a part of our lives. We just recognize and acknowledge the fact that God is in control and that he directs the affairs of men and that he is the one that has richly and bountifully blessed our lives. Regardless of where you are in your life and regardless of what in your mind right now you may perceive to be blessing or burden, I want you to know no matter how great your burden, you are still right now enjoying the bountiful mercy of God and his grace being bestowed upon our lives. Our life should almost be overwhelmed with the heart of gratitude to an almighty God. David often praised and gave thanks to God. You can't read through the Psalms without seeing David singing praises and lifting his hands and extolling the great virtues and mercies and blessings of his heavenly Father. We find in the book of Daniel, no less than three times a day, the Bible says he went opened the window as he did aforetime and bowed his head in prayer in thanksgiving unto his God. You see, we ought to be acknowledging God and how good he has been to us. This verse here, what an amazing thing that we can know the will of God in this matter. He says, in everything give thanks, for this is what? The will of God. A lot of people say, well, I want to know what God wants me to do. I want to know God's will. I want to know what God desires of me. Well, I can tell you here, right here, you've got it spelled out in black and white. You've got it given to us by the power of the Holy Spirit and God's inspired word. It is God's will that you and I have a heart of thankfulness. Amen. That we be thankful for what He's done for us. George Truett said, to know the will of God is the greatest knowledge. To actually have the privilege to know what God Almighty would want for us to do. What an amazing thing that God has told us, this is my will for you. He says, to know the will of God is the greatest knowledge. To do the will of God is the greatest achievement. Say, man, I want my life to matter. I want my life to mean something. I don't want to just live my days and come and be gone and there be nothing to it. The greatest achievement that you can do in your life is to fulfill the will of God. What God's will is for your life. Now, I believe that God has a specific will for each and every one of us here, and I'm not going to be teaching directly on the will of God this morning, but I just by way of introduction want you to know that it's very clear here. Would you agree with me? The Word of God tells us that it's God's will that we have a heart of thankfulness. And we know that, so we can very easily achieve that. You can know what God's will is for you, and you can do it. You can achieve it. You can know the greatest knowledge and achieve the greatest achievement. God, in fact, tells us that it's unwise for a man who doesn't understand what the will of God is. In Ephesians 5, verse number 17, he says, wherefore, be not unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. But we can't get any more plain, can't get any more simple or any more clear than God gave it to us here in this verse. I'm thankful for this time of year where we as a people are reminded, because it seems like without a reminder, we've got a tendency to forget. We've got a tendency to forget. So let's look here this morning, first of all, at the command. The command given to us here. It's very clear that God has said, in everything, give thanks. We have the command to give thanks. We are to have a heart of thankfulness to an almighty God. Thankfulness, in fact, is expected by God. It's expected by God. He has given us a command, and God expects us as Christians to have a heart of thankfulness, to have a heart of gratitude, to acknowledge His blessing in our life, to acknowledge His leading in our life, to acknowledge what He has provided for us and how He has sustained us. God does it all. Now, I know in our lives, sometimes the burdens of our life begin to take up all of our field of view. We get to the point where we really can't see beyond the burden at all. We've got some burden and we look at it and that's all we see. But God wants us to have a heart of thankfulness. He's expressed it to us, and sometimes we lose sight of His many blessings. But you know that every breath that you take is a gift from God. Every breath that you breathe. If you've ever had the misfortune of knowing somebody or being alongside somebody that you loved and cared about who had a disease or an infection in their lungs, and they were put into a chamber or had to live on oxygen, and every breath is work. When you live like that day after day, you get to be thankful just for the breath that you get to take. Just to breathe easy, to be able to. I wasn't planning to say this, but Brother Dave, you are a perfect example of somebody whose life is controlled by just being able to breathe. He goes through treatment several hours every morning, goes through treatment several hours every night, has to take an exorbitant amount of different medicines just to be able to breathe. And many of us go through our days and don't even think about it at all. Don't even give it a thought. What a privilege to be able to stand up on our own two feet and walk into the house of God this morning. What a privilege to live in a country where we have the freedom to gather and to worship this morning. What a privilege to be able to have a car to drive to church this morning. Some of you may not really like the car you drive. I'm telling you, the American dream is destroying our gratitude, our thankfulness. We're getting to the place where we can't be happy unless we're driving a $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 car. One man said, you've driven a car for a lot of years and never had a wreck. I've driven a wreck for years and never had a car. Hey, but at least it's got two wheels on it. I'll tell you what, my son, he's getting to the point where he's getting ready to drive, and he's pretty amazing me how picky he is about the vehicle that he wants to drive. And I said, son, you get your license, and it won't matter what kind of jalopy it is. If it's got a steering wheel and a motor, you'll be glad to take it. I mean, I'll tell you what, it didn't matter what it was. I was just thrilled to be able to go out and drive down the road and enjoy the wind and when I had hair, amen, and just to be able to get out and experience that freedom, just to be able to go wherever we want to go, this country, the freedom we have, what a joy, what a thrill to have what we have in this country. God has been so good to us. I'll tell you what a thrill to be able to have food in the refrigerator and to eat, not just a morsel, but to eat to our heart's content and beyond, as many of us will over the next week. I'm telling you, friend, God has been so good to us. And thankfulness is expected by God. Are you guilty this morning of taking from the treasure houses of God without expressing any gratitude or thankfulness? Has God continually, day by day, bestowed His blessing upon your life? And you've done and received and taken and taken and taken without expressing any thanks back to Him. I think every heart in here, if we were honest before God, we can say we're guilty. We stand guilty of that. My goodness. God has been so good. And you know what? It doesn't matter what. I do not belittle the challenge that you might be going through in your life right now. The burden that may be weighing you down. But friend, the devil would have you focus on that burden and forget God's blessings. For God has been so good. He has blessed us abundantly and beyond anything we could ever ask or think. We become like the 9 lepers when Jesus so miraculously healed the 10. And just one came back and he said, where are the other 9? You see, God expected an expression of thankfulness for the miracle that he had performed. And God has done so much for us. He expects us to express our gratitude and our thankfulness. Our thankfulness is expected by God. Our thankfulness should be expressed to God. It should be expressed to God. You know, it takes time. It takes thought. It takes some reflection, some stirring of the heart. As I said, you could get focused on a burden and forget His blessings. But if you stop and take some time, ponder and think about it, if you really just think through your life and began to, day by day, as Daniel did, offer thanks unto God, you'll be overwhelmed at God's goodness. Some at a moment's notice couldn't think of a blessing to God. Well, what has God done for me? In just a few minutes that we've been together this morning, I've listed some things, and I know that they've been brought back to your mind, and you've said, yeah, that is a blessing, and yeah, God has been good, and I haven't thought of that in a long time. Well, sure enough, boy, God is good to us. But I know in your individual lives, if you were to take a few minutes and ponder and think and come up with, you could have a list that was beyond measure of how good God is to you. Maybe this morning there would be somebody here. Could I get a few of you in three words or less? Three words or less, you tell me something that you're thankful for. Just call it out. You're thankful in three words or less, Brother Glover? Thankful for his wife. Three words or less. Anybody else? Come on, let's get seven or eight. Yes. Friends. Your mom. Education. Your family. Godly family. My husband.
91.
I'm sorry?
I'm thankful to be 91.
Thankful to be 91. Praise God. What a thrill. And she was able to walk in here this morning. That's a blessing of God. Anything else you're thankful for? Anybody? Brother Rich? We're not going to repeat that. Brother Garland? Church family, amen. My health, amen. God's Word. God's Word. What a privilege to have the Word of God in our hand. Brother John?
Thankful for Jesus Christ for my salvation.
That's more than three words.
Christ,
yeah. Oh, good.
My job.
Your job, amen.
My house.
Your house.
My church.
Brother Bob?
To be an American,
to be here. Praise God. We could, I'm telling you, if we just took a little bit of time, we could come up with so much that we are thankful for, that God is good to us, and this ought to be expressed to God. We can express it in our prayers. He says in Philippians 4, verse number 6, be careful for nothing but in everything by prayer and supplication with
thanksgiving.
Let your requests be made known unto God. You know, there was a teller that was at a bank, and I'm sure you all have seen this now. Things are, well, this teller was at the bank, and the sun was shining, just glaring right in the window at him, and he just couldn't see anything, and he lowered the shade a little bit, and then when a car's coming in, he just couldn't see anything, and so he just lowered the shade all the way, and he could look through the slats and be able to see the cars as they were coming in, but of course, with the shade down, the people outside and the sun reflecting, they couldn't see him at all. And so he was sitting back there, and this one dear elderly woman came into the bank, and he saw her pulling up. And so as they were pulling up, he pushed the button, and the tray went and opened up for her. She's like, wow. She pulled it out, put her check in there, sent it back. A moment later, the check came out again. You like my sound effects? Came out again. She pulled her cash out from cashing her check, and she's like, I know you're completely automated, but I'm going to tell you thank you anyway. Can you imagine having a heart of gratitude and wanting to express it and not having anybody to thank for it? Not having, I mean, not realizing that, you know, she thought there was nobody there. It's just an automated machine, but even that she was thankful for. We're not in that boat, Christian. We knew who to be thankful to. We know where to express our gratitude. Some people view our world as an automated universe. They view it as a world that came about by just chance. Two atoms collided, and here we are. We know that's not true. We know there is meaning to life. And God has a plan. And God's bountiful blessings are bestowed on us. And there is somebody to say thank you to. There is somebody to say thank you to. You know, we say thank you in prayer, but we also say thank you in praise when we praise God. Psalms 100, verse number 4 says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. You know, we should praise him publicly. Praise him publicly. What a testimony it is when you're at a checkout or you're somewhere and you say, "Wow, praise God. Boy, isn't God good to us?" Even something as simple as saying, "You have a blessed day," has with it the acknowledgement that there is somebody out there, there's a God in heaven who blesses people's lives and they know it. And I'll tell you, I've had people get offended because I've said, "Have a blessed day." And I've had people say, "Well, thank you. You have a blessed day too." Because there's something about that little phrase that acknowledges God's in control and he is blessing us. And we ought to praise God publicly. We ought to lift up our voice and not be ashamed to acknowledge him. Harriet Martineau was not a believer. And one of these bright spring mornings when the dew is still fresh on the grass and the flowers were blooming and the sun was shining, and she came out of her house and her neighbor next to her, who was a believer, was out there in the morning, and she came out and she looked over and she said, "Boy, I just want to say thank you." And the believer looked over at her and said, "Thank you to who?" Because somebody put it there. You're grateful to who? Everything we have in our life is a gift from an almighty God, and every gift is an opportunity to praise him. We need to sing our praises to him. Lift up our voice in praise to him as we sing songs like, "Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you for making me whole." As we sing songs like, "Count your blessings and name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done." 2 Samuel 22, verse number 50 says, "Therefore I will give thanks unto the Lord, O Lord, among the heathen. I will sing praises unto thy name." Hey, it's all right with them if everybody can hear their music three blocks away. There's nothing wrong with you singing some praises to God. It's okay if they can hear it. It's all right if they know that you're praising the Lord and that you're thankful to God. That's our command. God has commanded us to be thankful. Also the conditions. The conditions. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. We're to give thanks all the time. Even when the weather's bad. Even when snow comes and we have to cancel an event here at church. You know, when it's really nasty weather outside, I mean, if nothing else, you can at least say, "God, thank you. It's not like this every day." There's always some way to express gratitude and thanks. Most of the beautiful psalms that we turn to and find comfort in our times of trouble, they were written in hours of trial. They were written in days of stress, in days of heartache. In everything. It doesn't say here for everything. You might not necessarily give thanks for some of the heartache that you've had to endure. But in every situation, we are still experiencing the blessing of God. And even in that heartache, even in that storm, even in that trial, we still can give thanks to God for things that he has done and is doing in our lives. I know you've heard it before and you're familiar with it. But it so clearly depicts this, the gratitude of a mother when she said, "Thank you, Lord, for this sink full of dirty dishes. For it means that we have food to eat. Thank you, dear Lord, for these dirty, stinky laundry. For it means we have clothes to wear. Thank you, Lord, for this fridge with its smudged fingerprints. For we have a refrigerator to put food in. We have food to put in the refrigerator. And most of all, I have a family to put smudged fingerprints on the fridge." Thank you, Lord, for this dirty oven, for we have an oven to prepare food with and have been able to bake many, many things over the years. Thank you, Lord, for the slammed screen door, for it means our kids are able to run and play. Lord, the presence of all these chores await me day by day, and I thank you for your rich and bountiful blessing. I shall do them cheerfully and gratefully. We sure do have much to thank God for. In Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 19, let me just give you this. I'm not going to take time to preach it this morning, but you know, God has done a lot of things for the believer. Philippians 4, verse 6 through 19, we see that God's given us the privilege of prayer to help us. He's given us the peace of God to keep us. He's given the presence of God to accompany us in any trial. He's given us a pattern for others to follow us. He's given us the policy of contentment to comfort and calm us. He's given us the power of Christ to strengthen us and the promises of God that He would provide for us. All in Philippians chapter 6, verse 6 through 19. God's done so much for us. We need to acknowledge it. The cause. What is the cause? In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. This is God's will. His love and His bountiful blessing should motivate us to give gratitude and thankfulness to Him. How much more motivation do you need? God wants us to recognize and acknowledge the fact that He is in control. It's not just a toss of the coin. It's not just what happens. It's not just luck. And when we are acknowledging God and expressing gratitude and thanks to Him, we are acknowledging that He is in control and that He is God over all. That it's the work of God in and through us. Philippians 2:13 says, "For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do His good pleasure." God is working in our lives. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. His provision is blessed upon us day by day. And we need to acknowledge His leading, His conviction, His filling, His sealing, His comforting, His teaching, His direction, His blessing on our lives. What a joy we have here at Hunt Valley Baptist Church. On Sunday nights, we take time to have a testimony time, to praise God. And many of the church family lift their voice and say, "Listen, this is what God did for me this week. This is how God has met this need, or how God provided for me, or how God spoke to me this week. This is what it's just a time of acknowledging how good God has been and what a thrill it is to hear God working in and through people's lives. What about you this morning? Are you in everything giving thanks? Giving thanks to God for His bountiful blessings on your lives. As we approach this Thanksgiving season, don't let the world turn it into Turkey Day. Acknowledge God and His blessings on our lives.